Officials from Zimbabwe Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's office say he is to meet Saturday with South African President Jacob Zuma, the chairman of the Southern African Development Community. Mr. Tsvangirai is to present Mr. Zuma a list of 700 documented breaches of the political agreement negotiated between the Movement for Democratic Change and ZANU-PF last September. The Southern African Development Community and the African Union are guarantors of Zimbabwe's Government of National Unity. Independent monitors say President Robert Mugabe's ZANU-PF has been more in breach than compliance with the political agreement. Zimbabwe's Media Monitoring Project publishes lists of ZANU-PF media offences in weekly reports. For example, the project reports state-controlled media, including radio, television, and the only daily newspaper, refer to Mr. Mugabe as head of state and head of government. This is in conflict with the agreement that stipulates Mr. Tsvangirai as head of government. In addition, the MDC says scores of party legislators, students, activists, lawyers, and ordinary party members have been arrested or are missing. Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai's Movement for Democratic Change holds a slim majority in Zimbabwe's parliament, but some MDC parliament members are awaiting trial or have been convicted of crimes and have been suspended from parliament. The MDC says the charges against the parliament members are politically motivated. Two MDC legislators were refused entry to parliament by senior ZANU-PF civil servants last week. Three others were also sentenced for longer than 6 months and expect to be refused entry. Education Minister David Coulter told VOA there is zero compliance by ZANU-PF with the spirit of the political agreement. Tabitha Kamalo is a member of the Joint Monitoring and Implementation Committee tasked to help keep Zimbabwe's political agreement on track. She says the committee seldom meets and is useless. Political analysts say Mr. Mugabe's only legitimacy as head of state comes through the unity government because he received far less votes than Mr. Tsvangirai in the first round of last year's presidential elections. Political violence drove Mr. Tsvangirai to withdraw from the runoff, in which Mr. Mugabe was the only contestant. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.